Chapter 5, Monday, hyphen, found. On Monday, we ate breakfast at Tacoma Diner and asked Deb if she could put the flyer up on their door and ask people if they knew of a missing dog. We went into Alva and put flyers up in stores, the other vet clinic, and an ad in the paper with Gentle Soul's picture. When we got back to the farm, Grant went back to building his building, and I settled down in the kitchen to write with Gentle Soul, Pearl, and Mason. I was cleaning the living room early in the afternoon when I got an incoming call from a South Carolina phone number. I answered, "Hello." A hesitant, reticent woman on the other end asked me if I had a dog that had a leather halter on him. I said yes, and we cried out together as we realized we were talking about the same dog. So the rest of the story goes like this. Gentle Soul had broken away on a Thursday morning when Grant and I first saw him. Slow. That's what she said from when he was a puppy, and their other dog, back then, had taken a bite out of his skull. Diane and Roger thought Gentle Soul was going to die. But he didn't. His head is a different shape because he's missing part of his skull. He has a brain injury. They're working as crane operators on a gas and oil plant and have come from South Carolina, eventually moving closer to their daughter and grandkids in North Carolina. They had gotten as far as their minister helping them with a prayer chain. I could barely get out the words to ask her what his name was and how old he was as I was beginning to cry now. "His name is Otis," she replied, "and he's 4 years old." Otis is a perfect name for him, I thought. They'd be by after work, and I told them where to find us. They didn't live too far from the Tacoma Diner. I hung up and let my crying cry because I felt relief that I did what I was supposed to do. I ran outside crying and telling Grant that Gentle Soul, Otis, has parents. I went back to the kitchen and cried for the better part of the afternoon, saying goodbye to Otis. Underneath these words is a picture of Gentle Soul, now Otis, on a chair. You just see his head turned gently to the left. Obviously, he looks like he's calm and comfortable, either that or asleep. Underneath this picture is, loving completely is the journey, no matter how long that journey takes.